Driving through the streets of Fort Pierre today, there is little sign of damage left behind from the 2011 Missouri River flood. But the mayor of Fort Pierre says it's an event she'll never forget. This summer marks the fifth anniversary of the flood. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Aaron Myros reports.
Gloria Hansen is a resident in Fort Pierre. Just before the Missouri River flooding began, she had just finished a remodeling project in her home, only to be told it would soon be filled with 3 to 4 feet of standing water.
You know, after watching our expensive new remodeling get torn out and everything on the main floor removed and our possessions hauled away to, 8 or 10 different locations, the house was surrounded by about 3 feet of sandbags and sump pumps. There was water over the curb in front and up to the patio in the back, and you drive away and wonder what you're going to come back to.
400 days later, Hansen moved back into her house. Now as mayor of Fort Pierre, Hansen says the town has made a good recovery from the flood that impacted about 20% of its residents.
Most people don't think it will happen again, but it certainly has made us more aware of snowpack in Montana and also aware of the Corps of Engineers practices and policies.
Hansen said the biggest impact on the town was financial. Fort Pierre went into substantial debt to repair the damages before getting reimbursement from FEMA. Hansen said the flood also forced Fort Pierre to improve infrastructures, although she says there's not a way to completely prepare for wide-scale flooding. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Erin Myros in Sioux Falls.